Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. A friend of mine, a fairly new Christian, was at a religious conference some years ago when an offering was taken to meet the needs of a missionary who was on his way overseas. As my friend heard the need explained, he felt that he should give something. The longer he listened to the needs of the missionary and his family, he became convinced that he should have a substantial part in the endeavor. But he had a problem. In his billfold, he knew he had two bills, a 20 and a 1. He had traveled many miles to get to the conference, and his car needed gas. He didn't want to give the $1 bill. It didn't seem to be enough. But he was afraid to give the 20. What would he have to eat on, and what would he use for gas? He didn't want to stop the plate as it went by and fumble around to make change for the 20. What would he do? Then an idea hit him. Why not leave the choice with God? So he prayed and asked the Lord to make the choice. He closed his eyes, reached into the billfold, and took out a bill, and opened his eyes. It was the 20. His faith began to waver just a little. So with perspiration on his forehead, and his heart beating a little faster, he put the $20 bill into the plate. Suffice it to say, he made it home. The minor miracle that God wrought to do it, and the great lessons God taught him, are another story. Now, as he looks back on the experience, he can see how God used it to strengthen his faith to rely on God's resources and provision. That's what today's verse is all about. This church had made a sacrifice, acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Paul writes to them and says, "You supplied my needs out of your great poverty. Now God shall supply your needs out of his great riches and abundance." You cannot outgive God. If you give to the Lord by the teaspoon from your meager supply, he will respond by the shovelful out of his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He shall supply all your needs. So an offering made freely in grateful love to God will not go unnoticed. They had given to Paul, God's servant, who was carrying on the work of God to the glory of God. So Paul says, "My God shall supply all your need, both spiritual and temporal." What a promise! May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.